Welcome to the seventh episode of my weekly podcast, Soul Ventures. Episode 7, Evolve. This week it's all about science. We will explore the surprising connection between Diana Ross, nuclear fission, and sand-covered sweet potatoes, and discover what happens when the 100th monkey does something differently. And we will discover how the word evolve is closely connected to the Oscars. Once you start exploring with me, you will reconnect with the true essence of you, that what makes you, you. And you will realize that wherever you are on this round, beautiful planet, all roads lead you home. So let's enjoy the ride. Are you ready? Part 1. Caught in the middle of a chain reaction. Here's a riddle for you. What do Diana Ross, nuclear fission, and sand-covered sweet potatoes have to do with each other? Well, everything. Of course, everything is connected. But Diana Ross, nuclear fission, and sand-covered sweet potatoes are more closely connected than you might imagine. How many people do you think it takes to change the world? Just one. And from a scientific perspective, that one person is probably the 100th one. When a certain number is reached, a critical mass, if you like, a chain reaction begins. Enter Diana Ross, caught in the middle of a chain reaction all those years ago. A nuclear chain reaction occurs when one reaction causes additional reactions, as is the case with nuclear fission. So, where did the sand-covered sweet potatoes come in? About 40 years ago, a biologist called Lyle Watson mentioned an unusual behavioural effect observed among macaque monkeys he termed the 100th monkey effect. A group of monkeys were under observation on a small Japanese island. The scientists observing them gave the monkeys sweet potatoes to eat. There was one small problem. The sweet potatoes were covered in sand. The taste and texture of the sand was not pleasant for the monkeys to eat, but they enjoyed the flavour of the sweet potatoes. One day, a young monkey did something different. She discovered that by washing her sweet potato in a stream to remove the sand, the sweet potato would taste even better. This one action solved the sand problem and improved the whole sweet potato experience. She showed this new concept to her friends and family. Over the next few years, this behaviour was learned and imitated throughout the rest of the tribe. Eventually, 100 monkeys were observed displaying this behaviour. And it was at this point that something incredible happened. Other groups of monkeys on completely separate islands began to display the very same behaviour, despite having no apparent means of communication with the group of monkeys on the first small island. Part 2. The Invisible Web. This goes to show that we are all part of a collective consciousness. Imagine an invisible web covering the world where the ripples in one part would reverberate across the whole, meaning that it only needs a small number of people to reach that critical mass that sparks off a chain reaction for good or for bad. Imagine the possibilities to transform the world. We are a part of this world. And once we are aware of the transformative power of our words, imagine the action and impact we would have. And so, with a friendly nod to these 100 monkeys, my word of the week is evolve. Evolve has its roots in the Latin evolvere, meaning to unroll, roll out, roll forth, or unfold, according to etymonline.com. Now, it's the Oscars next week, so let's imagine a red carpet rolling forth. Imagine you're walking along that red carpet. With every step you take, imagine that red carpet stretching out in front of you, supporting you every step of the way, meeting your every need. Part 3, the evolution revolution. When you believe that all of your needs are met, that your success is inevitable, then you will begin to see those beliefs manifest. We can link the 100th monkey effect with the concept of evolving. Once that critical mass has been reached, the red carpet unfurls a little more and a little more, and you can walk confidently along that red carpet, secure in the knowledge of your own fabulousness. Imagine the transformation we could unleash, the exciting possibilities that await us if we allow ourselves to use the power of our words to transform our world. Every single one of us has star quality. It's not something that's reserved for the Hollywood starlets. We are all made of stardust. Let's sprinkle our own magic around, work that red carpet, and see what happens when we choose which words to create our reality with. If you would love to receive more inspiration, more golden nuggets about how to harness the magic of words and the language of your soul, then I invite you to subscribe to my podcast, Soul Ventures, and read my blog. So there we have it. The key points from today's episode are: it only takes one person to change the world. Usually, that's the 100th person or monkey. And maybe that one is you. We are all part of a collective consciousness. And the words you use shape the world around you. So let's use them mindfully. You have so much inner wisdom available to you when you tap into your subconscious and listen to what it wants to tell you. And I am here to help you remember it. My intention over the course of these episodes is to get you back on track so that you can enjoy the rest of your journey here on Earth. In the next episode, I'll be talking more about the magic of words. Until then, happy travelling. If you enjoyed this episode, you're very welcome to subscribe to my podcast. If you know somebody else who might be interested in it, feel free to share it with them. To find out more, visit my website at www.iamjennywilson.com. Here you can find details of how you can download my free PDF ebook, The Hidden Language of Colour. Go to iamjennywilson.com and follow the free ebook link. You can also find out details of my books from my website. The books are available from whichever version of Amazon is local to you. Or you can follow me on Instagram at @IamJennyWilson. Let's reconnect next time and explore more of the universal language of the soul. In the meantime, keep expanding and enjoy the journey.